Hi, this is Arik Shimek, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
The heart is a blue. 720 WGN, it's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and talking about the different careers that people can have in a city of millions and millions of people. It takes what they say a village, where everybody has got to be doing something different, and there are no careers more necessary than those in the medical profession, and none more exciting or growing than those in male nursing. In the studio with us, we've got a proud Resurrection University graduate, an RN, and a certified pediatric nurse. It is Arik Shimek of the Minnesota Shimeks. Arik, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me. It's true. I am Minnesotan.
You know, we have talked at a number of times about the career of nursing and specifically male nursing. And you guys are, I don't want to say spearheading the situation, but in a lot of ways you are. You know, you are doing something that not so many of your colleagues have done in the past over the years, kind of forging your way in a career and making it mainstream. And one of those things that people in the medical profession can aspire to as far as being a male nurse.
It's true. I think that it's been an interesting couple of years to watch the number of men in healthcare and nursing specifically really continue to grow. And Resurrection has been a big part of that, because being in a city like Chicago, it's a very diverse place. We have a lot of different types of students, different types of patients. And so you're kind of seeing a workforce naturally develop that's a little bit more representative of that diversity.
People can do different things, and people kind of, especially in this day and age, move in and out of different careers, or maybe say, hey, yeah, this was my dream. I wanted to do this, but I was far along in something else. But with the, you know, just with the economic situation and just with the nature of how people can move around in careers, people are changing careers. But I would say that nursing, we talked a little bit about it off the air, is one of those that you have to be hardwired to do. Not everybody is cut out for a career in nursing.
Well, I think part of that is true. I think when you think of the typical kind of mindset of what nursing is and what nursing looks like, there are certain things that you have to love what you do. Otherwise, it's just never going to work for you. But the great thing about nursing, and one of the things that drew me in really, was the fact that you can do so many different types of jobs within this industry. There are nurses, I think a lot of us have this mindset that, you know, you're dealing with direct patient care and you're doing a lot of sometimes gross things, when in fact, a lot of nurses these days are in research and never have patient contact outside of their case studies. Or maybe they're a legal nurse representative and they're reviewing court records. I mean, there's a lot that, wow, you can do. So I think the concept is changing of what it means to be a nurse, period. And in that change, you're seeing a lot more men find a place for themselves in the field.
Well, that's interesting you're saying that too. So you can make use of the education and your desire to help out in a certain field, but there are a lot of different ways that you can help. So for you personally,
yes,
when was that moment? Was it, you know, as a child, were you, you know, helping patch up stuffed animals? Or was it later on in life where you said, this is something not only that I want to do, but something I would be really good at?
Well, I think it was a combination of the two. So my mother worked in healthcare her entire career, and we grew up, you know, across the street from the hospital. So I volunteered there. I was involved in a lot of kind of medical related things as a child. And I think, like many college graduates and kids who go away to school, I kind of did the typical thing of maybe wandering away from what I knew to be my path. Went, explored a little bit, lived overseas for a year or two, and I really kind of wandered into a career that ultimately wasn't the best fit. So I think every nurse in their life has that aha moment where you sit back and you say, this is where I'm supposed to be going. This is what I'm supposed to do. So it's funny that you mentioned career changers, because I'm absolutely one of those people that was sitting at a desk in the Loop here on a Tuesday afternoon when the Haitian earthquake struck. And I just remember sitting at my desk watching those videos and seeing the pictures for the first, as they first started to stream in. I thought to myself, I would give anything to be on a plane right now. I don't know what I could go do, but I want to go.
Wow.
So that was the day that I stood up, January 2010, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm supposed to be a nurse.
That's amazing to have one of those epiphanies, because it's one thing. We all see those same things on the news, and we all feel probably in similar ways that we wish things would be different and probably wonder what ways we can help. And oftentimes it's in, you know, less of a hands-on way. People wouldn't even imagine how they could get involved. Now, was that because you had been in and around it, you know, as a child, kind of that legacy of being up close and part of kind of a medical situation with your family, where you said, I know enough about this to know that people really do this. I've lived with, mm-hmm, you know, and have family that are those people. So it wasn't such a stretch that you could do it. Or was it one of those things, I need to figure it out, and I'm not sure how?
Well, I think it wasn't a terrible stretch because, like you said, I have a little introduction into the world of medicine. But I also did end up going to become an EMT after high school. So I had a little bit of kind of the hands-on experience. And I knew in that experience that I really liked the field. I really liked helping other people. And I kind of liked being the person that when something horrible was happening.
Come to the rescue.
Right. You called us. We got in the truck and came to get you. So it was a combination of all of those things that really had that moment. And it was funny because January 2010, I mean, I can tell you exactly what I was doing that day. 4 months later, I quit my corporate America job, and I haven't ever looked back. So it's a difficult decision to make because it is a complete undertaking of a brand new field. Going back to school as an adult, you know, as an older learner, you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay the bills, right, how you're going to keep a social life, how you're going to do all of these things that, you know, in your early 20s, maybe you weren't so concerned about. But when it really comes down to it, I think the fact that I had a little bit of experience and insight into it, and then just I knew I needed to be a nurse because I couldn't stop thinking about what can I do to help. And that's such a nursing mindset. Like, when you aren't just comfortable with donating to the cause, you want to be the person that's leading the cause. That's a very, like, nurse leadership kind of mindset.
That's actively fixing things. And you mentioned the EMT. I mean, that is maybe even more so because there really isn't a lot of wiggle room on what you're going to be doing, you know, EMT or a paramedic. I mean, you are thrust into something that you really do need to be hardwired to appreciate, to tolerate. But the people who do that have a passion for it. They could not see themselves doing anything else because you're thrown into a lot of traumatic situations like you would be in a situation with Haiti. So you did it. You knew that you could do it. And you said, well, whatever it is, I'm at least going to start taking steps in that direction. Yep. And those steps led you to Resurrection.
I did. I looked at a lot of schools in Chicago. I was not, you know, looking to move outside of the city. And so I looked at each and every program. And at the end of the day, Resurrection was the best fit for me. And it was great. It was the length of the course that I wanted. It was the degree that I wanted. It was at a price point that I could afford. It was in the city. You know, it didn't require me to move out to a suburb or anything. So it had all these things going for it. And at the end of the day, it led me into my dream job. I mean, I work in a cardiac intensive care unit, and this is a high pressure, sometimes really difficult job, but it's an amazing job every day. So I really can't, like, I could not have planned
this
better.
See, isn't that great, though? I mean, to be able to sit back, and it's a long road, and maybe the Arik of 2010, if he knew how long and how much work it would have taken, maybe he would have had second thoughts. Who knows, right? But once you start on that journey, and one thing about Resurrection that I've learned and appreciate over the years is they do make it. They understand that not everybody is coming out of high school kind of just ready to dedicate the next 5-6 years of their life to just completely isolating. You've got, you know, as an adult, you've got, you know, obligations and responsibilities and bills and all those kind of things and everything that just comes into play with being a little bit older, but always really considerate about finding ways to incorporate the working adult into the mindset when kind of setting up the course.
Right. I think, you know, no one becomes a nurse in a vacuum, unfortunately. And so you do have to adjust life and school to make them all fit with each other. And whether that means you're part of the evening weekend program, whether that means you maybe do a little bit longer of a time in school to get everything done. I mean, for example, when I started, I was leaving a corporate job, but I was a typical young guy. I didn't really have a lot of money socked away. It was just too much fun to spend what I was making. So I did have to start taking prereqs one by one, paying out of pocket. And it was a long road, but I think at the end of the day, it was entirely worth it. And when you have a program like this in a city like this that's full of instructors who are willing to connect you out into the field and out into the industry with who they know, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't go.
And it's one thing to understand kind of what it is that's your calling and your passion. You mentioned nobody becomes a nurse in a vacuum. And certainly there's a support system within ResU that helps you kind of solve some of those things and answer some of those questions. But with the family background, was your family like excited, like, wow, yes, finally, that makes sense. You can do this. Or were they like, you know, some people who, you know, their parents are in a certain field, they're like, that's the last thing they want to do for whatever reason.
Right. So my mother was in radiology, so not nursing specific per se, but she was a huge supporter. My father was definitely on board. It was interesting, though, that some of my extended family, I felt, were kind of a little like, okay, well, that's a fun idea. And it wasn't until I brought it up a couple of times, you know, because here I was.
They knew that you were serious. But were you one of those guys saying, I want to be a balloonist. I want to be a skydiver.
Balloonist? Is that a thing?
I think so, right? Get a hot air balloonist. You know, I want to be a scuba diver. You know, I mean,
in balloon animals. I don't know.
Well, now that's a lucrative career. No, I'm just saying. So were you one of those guys that knew you weren't happy doing what it was you were doing, and it shared some other things that like, okay, well, Eric will figure it out. Or but no. Then when you mentioned it a few times, they knew you were serious.
No, so they definitely knew I was serious because I, as you know, a couple people can attest, I'm usually pretty straightforward with what I'm thinking and feeling. When I say something, it's because I've thought a lot about it. I didn't throw a ton on the table. It wasn't that I was constantly every holiday talking about a new career. This was the first thing I mentioned because it was the one that I wanted to go and do. And I think when looking back at my undergrad degree, you know, I got a degree in international relations because my goal was to live overseas helping Americans who were getting into trouble outside of the country. So when you look at ending up in a world of nursing, which is still very much helping people, just in a very kind of different environment, it has literally been the same pathway this whole time that led me through a degree that I'm not using but that I loved, time overseas, working in corporate America. Now I'm back at a children's hospital, and it's amazing. And it's all one very windy but similar path.
So you were always kind of like leaning towards excitement, certainly always kind of on the scale mm-hmm. of helping people, but not wanting to be necessarily an insurance agent because I think it's almost, I was going to say, was your family afraid because you're throwing yourselves into these volatile situations, whether it's a Haiti situation or, mm-hmm. or a hurricane or a tornado or in the EMT situation a lot of times with that. But mm-hmm. here, I could see you like helping out on an episode of Locked Up Abroad. Like that's kind of dangerous too, right? So you're always kind of pushing the envelope.
A little bit, you know, because I am that kind of person that wants to be challenged every day. I love.
You're like, so you're a drug mule. Okay, let's work on that.
but you're an American drug mule, so I'm here to help. But I think the first time that I told my parents I wanted to go to Haiti and actually put boots on the ground, they were not the biggest fans of that idea.
Right.
But again, you know, I went with a great group of people that kept us very safe. And the country itself is not terribly unsafe. It's just that you're going a little bit outside of people's normal comfort zones. And I have been that person, you're right, that wants the challenge, that wants to go a little bit further down the road and see the things that not many people get to go do. So when you look at kind of a pathway that people take through their career, you know, I don't have the traditional roadblocks or diverters of like starting a family, owning a home, some of these things that keep people, I feel, really trapped in a position where they're not terribly happy.
Right.
I've had the freedom and the luxury of being able to make decisions based on what I want in the moment and kind of go from there. So it wasn't ever a shock or a surprise to my family that, you know, yes, the concept of moving to Tanzania should not shock them.
They know who you are.
Right, the fact that I want to go work, you know, volunteer for a week in a hospital in Port-au-Prince, they look at me, they're like, well, that makes sense.
That's what Eric does.
We kind of get it, you know. I'm not a balloonist, but...
Don't knock the balloonist.
I know. I feel bad, though. I didn't know what they were.
If you can make all the Disney characters inside of 30 seconds and hand it to a kid and have them be excited, boom, you're doing something.
That's true.
And you are helping kids out, too, on the pediatric side. And let's talk about the career. It isn't every day that people get to share a story where they say they love what it is that they do. And it is also a career. People can have hobbies they love, mm-hmm. making balloon animals, or they can have things that they're really passionate about. But it isn't necessarily the thing that fulfills them financially or in a career way. But mm-hmm. You have that. That is an exciting thing. So share that. What is a day in the life, a week in the life of Arik Shimek like?
Well, to be honest, the thing I love is there are no two that look exactly the same. I can tell you I'm going to go to the same hospital. I'll probably have a pediatric patient given it's a pediatric hospital. But what happens in that 12-hour shift or what happens in a week is completely different. So we are, I mean, a huge pediatric institution here in the Midwest. I would say arguably the best. And we see every different
type. Yeah, it's Laurie Children's Hospital.
Laurie Children's, yep. Yeah. So we see every different type of patient from all around the Midwest, the country, and even the people fly in from around the world. So you could be exposed to something that you've only read about in a textbook. There are things that we see in real life that some people don't ever have the chance to experience. So there isn't a typical day. I do like the challenge of kind of not knowing what comes next. I mean, it does feed into that, like, think on your feet, go with the flow type thing. But some days you have really nice, calm days, and some days you don't sit down for 12 hours and you realize you forgot to eat lunch.
Just in a whirlwind or something, right?
Because, I mean, you're there for what your patients need. And one of the most humbling moments is when you see a mom or a dad walk through the door and they have their kid and they're just, you know, almost in tears. Because as adults, we're taught that we should know how to fix everything. And when it comes to a child's illness or defect or whatever the kid is going through, parents are at a complete loss. So half the day I spend my time making sure that the parents understand what's happening, they understand the underlying cause, and that we are actually helping them as much as we're helping their son or daughter. Because this is going to affect the entire family structure. What happens at home, what happens with work, You know, what do we tell the siblings? The 9-year-old can understand what's happening, but the 4-year-old really doesn't need to know the full story because they can't logically think through the process. So half of what we do is obviously taking care of the medical needs of the children who come through our doors. The other half is making sure that the family is going to survive this, that the family can function through this, and whatever we can do to help that happen. You know, we're very lucky. We have a great group of people at Lurie that do everything, literally everything. I can talk to, or I can page people to come talk about whatever is stressing you out right now, whatever we can do to make this easier on you. So there really isn't, there really aren't 2 days that look the same because every family is a little bit different. Every patient's a little bit different. And sometimes these patients are very normal running around the floor. And the next minute they're in a world of trouble. Right. And it can change that fast. And I love being able to respond that fast, to think on my feet, to be challenged by something that maybe I don't know how to do this, but it's time to go learn it because it's happening and let's go.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Of course, being there to help out with what the patients may need, being there with that talent to be able to also give the parents what it is that they need. And then also on the career side, from the fulfillment, from the passion, from the finance side, giving you what it is that you need out of a career. So you feel really great, not only about what you're doing, that it's important, but also it's solving all those important needs that you need out of, let's say, a job. And it all happened because of Resurrection University. And so talk a little bit about, before we let you go, kind of like how you did it, how long it took, and then how other people that are inspired by hearing you can do the same.
Well, the first thing I'll say is that it is doable. I think there's a lot of stigma against going back to school as an adult, and especially going back into a field that maybe isn't full of men at the moment, but we are getting there. We're pushing the envelope and making that happen. The whole process in all probably took me about 4 years. Even though I didn't go to a traditional 4-year school, I did take 4 years to do the prereqs, like I said, kind of one by one. You know, the application to get into school, the program itself is 16 months. I mean,
16 months is going to happen, whether you end up with a career that you love or whether you
exactly.
don't is up to you, right?
16 months to literally change your life. It was a no-brainer for me. So there are steps that you have to take. There's a process you have to put into place to do this, but it's entirely doable, and it's actually much faster than you think it is. The real trick for going back to nursing school, I think, is just finding that balance. And when you have an amazing support team or support system, whether that's someone you're dating, married to, your friends, your family, having that in your back pocket makes everything so much better. So it was actually great. At graduation, to actually meet everyone's friends and families. And, you know, I was introducing my parents, my mother, my brother, and aunts and uncles to people who were like, this is the person that kept me sane at, you know, 4:15 a.m. when I was getting up to get, you know, when I was there before Starbucks opened. You know, it was an early day. So I'm knocking on the window of Starbucks. It's like, I have to be to the hospital by 6:00. And it's those people that get you through it. But it's a super fast program, 16 months to get a bachelor's degree in a field that, honestly, I could have a job tomorrow in San Diego. We are the industry that constantly wants to hire more people. We will never be out of a job. We will never not have a job in this industry.
Whether it's you're fortunate or unfortunate, right, there's always going to be a need. People are always going to get sick, have needs, and need people to help and support them. And I think that's exciting. And anything that is worth anything, there's going to be a little bit of sacrifice. But mm-hmm. with Resurrection University, you're able to make those sacrifices as they kind of make a path for you, right, to be able to take everything. You know, there's nothing unique about the situation someone may be facing. They've seen it all before, and there are things in place to facilitate the opportunity for people to move forward. So for those people who want to follow in your footsteps and get a hold of you and see all your adventures, do you have any kind of social media things that you'd like to share with people?
There's a couple things. So first of all, connecting through the school is always a great way to go. Contacting Resurrection, attending the Men in Nursing event, where you hear a panel of current students and people in the field talking about their own pathways. You know, my story is unique to me, but it has some of the same key points that a lot of people have to go through. And I think the biggest decision to make is this something I want? Because nursing isn't something you can just do 50%. This is not a job you can show up for and say, I kind of feel like just halving it today. You have to be there every day. So if that is what you want to do, the biggest decision you have to make is to go for it. And then the school is built in a way to support you as you get through that. So contacting the school is a great way. I do volunteer locally with a great group called Partners in Health. They're a Boston-based charity that started in Haiti. So you can see why I'm probably drawn to them. But Global Health, there are a lot of great opportunities. Certainly checking, you know, LinkedIn, We do a lot of work both through the school and personally through LinkedIn, connecting people to opportunities. If there's something that I can do to reach behind and help people who are coming up through the process, if I can connect you to someone that I know at a hospital, maybe that even I don't work at, but I know someone who does, that kind of stuff is how this industry builds and kind of fosters its own growth. So LinkedIn, Facebook, connecting through ResU, and coming to the ResU events really are a great way of kind of getting your foot in the door.
There's an important need for all the things that you're doing, whether it is inspiration from stories like yours or for actual people in the workforce all over the country. And ResU.edu is the website where you can get all the information on the courses, some of the events that are coming up, and how you too can be yet another valuable men in nursing person. And so, Art, thanks so much for being on the show, and thanks for being here in WGN.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.